Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Daf Vav. Shabbos Daf Vav, we are on Hey Amabez, the two dots. We will start with Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. And we're back, Beth Hashem, on regular schedule. Tanu Rabbanan. Hamotzi mechanus leplatia derech stav chayiv ubenazai poter. As we have at the beginning of this Masechta, first couple of dafim are all about the malacha of hotzah and the different reshuyos that we have in Hilcha Shabbos. So we have a machlokas here. If somebody is motzi, takes from chanus leplatya, somebody takes from a store, which is a reshus hayachid, leplatya, which is the street, which is reshus harabim, derech stav. What does derech stav mean? Rashi explains that in the front of stores there was an area where the storekeepers used to show their wares, and it had the status of a karmelis, had the status of a rishus that was not a rishus arabim, not a rishus yachid, but a karmelis. Rashi says, "Shame karmelis alei, the lovely hilucha who rishus arabim." It wasn't the regular public thoroughfare, as we'll talk more about. We spoke a little bit about it yesterday. We'll talk more about it today. Exactly what the definition is of rishus arabim, but basically, the case is going from a Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabim, going through a Karmelis. So the Shaila is, what is the halacha there? If you go straight from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachad or vice versa, we know that is a Malacha to Oraisa. If you go from Rishus Rabim or Rishus Yachad to a Karmelis or vice versa, we know that's Peshur Yitzvah to Rabbanan. But what if you go from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachad or vice versa, going through a Karmelis? That is the Shaila, that is a Machlokas. Machlokas. So the Tarakaba holds Chayiv uBenazai Poter. Benazai Poter. What is the Svara? Let's see in the Gemara. So Bishlama Benazai. I understand Benazai's opinion, who says that one is not Chayiv, one is Poter. Kesavar Mahalech Kaomedami. He holds Mahalech. Walking is Kaome. It's as if you stopped. It's as if you're standing. So if you walk through the Karmelis, it's as if you stopped in the Karmelis. And that's why it's only us to draw a button, it's putters. As if you went from the store to the area in front, the benches area, and then from the benches area to the street. So that's why you're going to be putter. Ella Rabbanan. But according to the Rabbanan, who say chayiv, nehina mita kasavri mahalech, lav ka'omed dami, fine, I understand that mahalech is not ka'omed mahalech. It's considered as if you're going straight, and we don't assume that you stopped. But hechi ashkachna kagavri dechayiv. But where do you have a similar case in the Mishkan that's chayiv? As we had already, all the malachas that we learn are dumya de Mishkan, and if they're dumya de Mishkan, where, asked the Gemara, is this case where you have a case of hotzah, where you go through a makom that is not chayiv on a daraisa level? Right, that's the case here. You go in from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim through a Karmelis, so you're going to tell me you're chayiv because you don't assume that it's as if you stopped. So where do you ever have that? Where do you have that? Where's the model that you have that in? So, says the Gemara, even before we... Actually, let's do a little bit more. Then we'll continue with Tosis. Amar of Safra, Amar of Yami, Amar of Yochanan. What do you mean? I'll give you an example where you're going to be chayiv from going to place A to place C, even though you go through place B, which is in quotes a makom p'tur, which is a place where you need to be potter for. There is an example of that where midi dahavia maver dal chayfes birshus arabim. What about walking, going through Rishus HaRabim? As we know, there are the two parts of Hotzah, the Hotzah going from one Rishus to another Rishus, or within Rishus HaRabim, carrying Dalan Amos. So what about that case? Mavar Dalan Amos, Rishus HaRabim. Hasam over there, Lav Afagav, Tekamet, Denakit Leva, Azil, Patur. As long as you're going, until you stop, if you're going Dalan Amos, Rishus HaRabim, if you're walking, until you stop, you Patur. Because you didn't do a Hanacha yet. And yet, the second that you put it down, your chayiv, even though until this moment you're putter. But the second that you stop and you put it down, or even you just stop yourself, your chayiv, here too, you go from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim through a makom p'tur, so that you're also going to be chayiv for that, even though you went through a p'tur spot in the middle. Says about 1 minute, you can't compare those cases. Me dummy. Hasam over there by Mavar Dal Amos. Kol hecha de manachle makom chiyavu. What do you mean? As long as you're walking, that is a makom chiyav if you would stop. If you would stop at any moment, you'd be chayiv. That's not a makom p'tur. The act that you're doing is not machayiv you yet. But it's not a makom p'tur. The second that you would stop, you would be chayiv. Hacha, like we said on yesterday's daf. We said, what happens if you're in the street, if you're in the middle of the street, you realize you're carrying something in your pocket. So what do you do? So we said, don't stop. That's the worst thing. Don't stop. So we said there are three different levels of what one is supposed to do. The best is to try to just keep walking and let it fall out of your pocket. You know, somehow get it out of your pocket without taking it out of your pocket, number one. Number two, the other way to do it is to find a makom p'tur to put it on, like a fire hydrant or a mailbox, something of the sort, a makom p'tur, or to go back to the rishus that you came from. But whatever it is, don't stop. So why? Because if you'd stop, it is a makom chiyuv. You're just not chayuv yet. So you can't compare that to our case. Hacha, imanach le'bestav makom p'turu. But in our case, if you would put it down in the Carmelis, if you'd put it down in the middle area, you'd be pater. So again, we're back to the question on the Rabbanan. Where do you have a model? Where do you have a precedent where you can go from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, derech a Carmelis, and you'd be chayif? Meaning, mahalech lav ka'omid dami. Where do you have such a precedent? So Ella, midahavia. So the Gemara says, you're right. Going more than Dalai Lama's and not stopping at any moment, that's not a parallel, but this is the parallel. El midahavia maver chayfetz mitchilas dal l'sof dalid. How about going exactly Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah? So in that case, well, hey, if you stop in the middle there, you'd be putter because you haven't been chayev yet. Hasam lav avagav the imanach lebetoch Dalet Amos there. If you would put it down anywhere within Dalet Amos, putter, you'd be putter because that is a malkum p'tur. You didn't do Dalet Amos yet. Ki manach lebesof Dalet Amos chayev, and yet if you put it down after Dalet Amos at the end, you're chayev. So achanami loshna. So here too. In the case of Rosh HaYachad, Rosh HaRabim, going through a Karmelis, you should be chayev, just like that case, because there really, if you'd stop in the middle, you'd be pater. So isn't that a parallel? We're going to get back to that line, that's a crucial line. So the Gemara says, no, mi dami. Again, another question. Hasam lagabe dahai gavra makom p'turu. Well, a minute, regarding this guy that's walking, it's a makom p'tur, fine, because he hasn't walked Dalet Amos yet. But lekulei alma makom chayavu. But objectively, it is a makom chiyuv. It is a rishus harabim. Hacha, but over here, where we're talking about, lekulei alma makom turu. But regarding our case of Kabbalists, it's objectively a makom tur for everybody. So we are back to the question. Where is the parallel? Where is the precedent that we have that you could go from Rishus A to Rishus C, going through Rishus B, and if you'd stop in Rishus B, you'd be potter. But if you continue to Rishus C, you'd be chayiv. Where do you have such a precedent? We try to bring Barba Dalet Amos. It didn't work, so we're going to go to other suggestions. But before we do that, two important haaretz. Number one, discussion of Tosas. Tosas asks, what is the Gemara assuming now? Let's go back to Ben Azai. We've been talking about the Shita of the Rabbanan. What was the Shita of Ben Azai? Ben Azai says, Mahalech ka'omei dami. When you're walking, it's as if you stopped if you go through this other Rishus, and therefore, that's what you're putter in this case. Ask Tosfos, ask the Rishonim a simple question. So how are you ever chayev from Abba Dalet Amos? If you're always, it's Mahalech ka'omei dami, it's always when you're walking, it's as if you stopped, so you should never be chayev from Abba Dalet Amos Rishus Rabbim. Because it's what happens if you walked after one Amma and then you stopped? Then you walked another Amma and then you stopped? Walked and then stopped? You're putter! Maver Dalet Amos regards an Akira and an Ahanacha after Dalet Amos. So how you ever chayev from Maver Dalet Amos, according to Ben Azai? Fascinating question. Simple question. Two answers. Tosfos and the Ritva, and the Baal, and the Chachmei Sfarad. Tosfos first holds the Yerushalmi asks this question. Tosfos in the fourth line of Bishlama. Fourth wide line. Ubi Yerushalmi Parich. The Yerushalmi asks, Al Daiti de Ben Azai, Ein Adam Mischayev Al Dalet Amos, Berushas Arabim. La'olam. Right, the Yaseh Kemisha Huncha Al Kol Amma VaAmma. Ask the Yerushalmi. What do you be putter? You'll never be chayim aver Dalet Amos because it's always considered as if you stopped as you're walking. V'yipater. Umishani. So Mishkachas LaBakofitz. Okay, the Yerushalmi says, oh, if you jumped, if you did the far jump, the Olympic jump, right? Dalet Amos. So if you didn't come down, you don't consider it. Mahalik is only every step that you take, but if you jumped. That's a big jump. Dalet Amos is about 8 to 10 feet. That's a pretty far jump. But let's say somebody jumped that far. So that's the case. That's the only case of Mavar Dalai Lamas. You can be chayv for Ben Azai. That's it. That's the only case. You're not chayv if you walk Dalai Lamas, according to Ben Azai. Only if you jump Dalai Lamas. Okay, that's the Yerushalmi. Tosus does not like that. He says our Gemara doesn't say that. Vashasti don lo chashiv lapircha. Our Gemara does not ask that. Why? Tosva says, Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Don't ask me any kashas. You're right, you have the principle of Mahalaka Omeidami, but the Halacha l'moshe b'sinai tells me that Mavar Dalai Lamas is chayiv. So it's a rule breaker. You're right. Misvarit shouldn't work. But Mavar Dalai Lamas is a Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. The Dalai Lamas b'rizurabim hilchasa kibir Allah, ulohachi l'makshialai. Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. And he compares it to Kluta kibishun chadamia. Same thing, according to Rabbi Akiva. We have this already. If you throw Dalai Lamas b'rizurabim, you're going to be chayiv, even though I kluted as if it rested. Similar principles. Holech ka'omeid, kluta kibishahuncha. One is by walking, one is by throwing. Right, that's the only difference. Rabbi Akiva says if I throw traffic from my house to the street, going through a carmelis, I'm also putter, according to Rabbi Akiva. Kluta, if it's surrounded, kibishahuncha, as if it's resting. So it's the same principle as Mahalech Ka'omeidami in terms of walking. Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai. So Tosa says, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And then Tosa just asks, I'm not sure about the, if you say it's all Xeris HaKasim, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Tosa says, then what about these issues? He quotes the Sfeikus of the Riva. The Riva Misafkale. Kiva, I'm still in Tosis, middle of the wide lines. Kiva, de bedalad amos, birishus arabim, lamar malika ome dummy. Since you don't say malika ome dummy, because it's a halach moshe b'sina, afagav de ba'alma, ka ome dummy, leben azai, even though you usually say ka omeid, im chayiv leben azai, afilu amad lafush, toch dalad amos im lav. We just said that if you, according to Ben Azai, you don't say malach is ka ome dummy within dalad amos. But remember what we said on yesterday's daf? What if I take a rest? In the middle of Dalai Lamas. Omei Lafush. I take a rest. Or we said, what if you stopped at a red light? That's considered Omei Lafush, according to the poskim. Because you're not you're stopping to fix it. Even though it's an external reason, but that's considered Omei Lafush. So, according to Ben Azai, once the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me that you don't look at stopping within Dalai Lamas, you don't consider it stopping, so maybe if you really stop, it also shouldn't be called stopping. How far does the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai go? Only halachically pretending to stop only is not considered a stop? Or if you mamish stop? What if you actually stop during Dalai Lamas? Is that going to be called stopping? Or, v'chein, im lo amad chutz l'dalad amos, goshenova acher miyado, i'amrinan mahalit ka'omidabi chutz l'dalad amos. If I walked Dalai Lamas and then somebody took it out of my hands, is it considered as if I stopped after Dalai Lamas? So that's his fakus. So that's the Shiloh question, is how far does he go with Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Basically, do you say, Eilucha bo elechidusha? Do you limit the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai as much as you can? Or do you say, no, once it applies, then you can expand it in terms of what it means. But this is all answer number one. Right? The question, remember, on Ben Azai, according to Ben Azai, Mahalik Ka'omidami, say how you ever chayev amavar Dalai Lamas? No, it says, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Ritva, the Ramban and other Chachmei Sfarad say no. There's another answer to the question. When does Ben Azai say Mahalech Ka'omei Dami? That's only by switching Rishuyos. But within a Rishus, you don't say Mahalech Ka'omei Dami. That's the important line of the Ramban. So the Amrina Ben Azai v'Rabbi Akiva, El Kasheisham Shidi Rishuyos, Aval Kishahakol B'Rishus Achas Lo Amru. If it's all within one Rishus, he does it. Part of the transfer of Rishuyos, that's part of the Mechayev of Mahalech Ka'omidami. You stopped because you transferred. Just walk. It's not a din of walking. Mahalech Ka'omidami. No, it's not automatically. Every time I take a step, it's as if I stopped. Doesn't make sense, the Ramban would say. You know, you didn't stop. You're walking. What do you mean you stopped? You're walking. When do you say it's as if something happened? If you cross the border. If you cross the border, so then you say something happened. Even though you physically didn't stop, you crossed the border, something significant happened, you view it as if you stopped. So that's why, Mavar Dalai Lamas, you would not say that. So that's two important days. Tosfos said, I quoted it to you from the Ritva, quoting his Grand Rebbe, the Ramban. Ramban, Rosh Ritva, Ran. Right, so that's the 2 days of the Rishonim. How do you answer the question? According to Ben Azai, how do you say Mavar Dalai Lamas, which is going to be Chayef? Question?
According to that, then once you've gone from one rishus to another rishus, continuing walking and all that, it's not
going to
help you anyway.
Right, so you're saying, what if you went from rishus to yachad to rishus arabim, and then you continued to walk from Dalai Lamas to rishus arabim?
No, I'm saying if you walk from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, you have something in your
pocket. Right, you've walked from the Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim.
You didn't realize you have something in your pocket.
Right.
According to that Shita.
So according to that Shita, you've already, right, you've kind of recluded the Kabbalah, you've already violated, no. Kind of. According to that, that's Mahalik Omidami. That's the Shita, Mahalik Omidami. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, the other point is in the Achronim. The last line that we just mentioned, back on Vav and Aleph. The last line, what did we just say? We brought a parallel before we asked the question. We said, again, we're trying to find a case where you go from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, Derech HaKarmelis, that you're going to be chayiv, even though you went through this middle Makom Ptur. So the Gemara says, isn't it like Mavar Dal Amos? So the Gemara says, 1 second, by Mavar Dal Amos, if you stop in the middle, where's the line? The first line. I'm trying to read this again because it's going to lead into my next point. Over there by Mavar Dal Amos, if you stopped in the middle, you're going to be patur, kimonachle, and yet when you stop, you're chayiv, so achanami lo shna. So here too, lo shna. There is a question in the Achronim, Mavar Dal Amos. Again, a sugya that comes up here and later on in the ninth parak. How do I look at Mavar Dal Amos? What are the crucial ingredients? Is it the beginning and the end, or is it everything in the middle too? It's a shaila in the Achronim. Mavar Dal Amos, is there an Akira at the beginning of the Dal Amos and a Hanach at the end of the Dal Amos? Those are the two crucial points. Or is it everything in the middle is crucial? Reb Chaim assumes, this Reb Chaim is quoted in the Eben Azel, or Vissa Zalman quotes this in Hilchos Geneva. Vishamati b'shem Adonenu Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Gon Yisrael Moreinu Reb Chaim Soloveitchik Zazal. Says Reb Chaim, quotes the Eben Azel, L'chalek ben Zorei Dal Al Amos L'Rishus Arabim U'motzi Me'Rishus L'Rishus. Reb Chaim says there's a difference between Hotza'ah and Ma'avir. Even though it's all the same number 39 Malacha, there's a difference between Hotza'ah and Ma'avir. De'Bezorei Dal Al Amos L'Rishus Arabim, one Rishus to another Rishus, Kol HaDal Al Amos Heim Gormei Hachiyuv. Conceptually, the whole Dal Al Amos, the whole movement, is Gormei Hachiyev. V'chein Miftar Mishum Kibbutz Rami Minei B'Zirik. I'm sorry, I take it back. He's not being Machai between Hotza and Ma'avir. He's being Machai between Mavar Dal Al Amos and Zorek Dal Al Amos. That's what he's talking about here. He says, by Zorek Dal Al Amos, the entire Dal Al Amos is the Gormei Hachiyev. Aval B'motzi Me'Rishus L'Rishus. He's talking about it. Ein Iker Gormei Hachiyev Ela HaHotza'a Me'Rishus L'Rishus Ve'Eno Chayev Ela Ba'akira V'Hanacha Ve'Him Etzem Gormei Hachiyev. It is what I said. Hotza'a, the focuses are the two ingredients, as we said earlier. There's an Akira, there's a Hanacha. Mavar Dal Al Amos, the ingredients are the entire act that is done. You don't focus on the beginning and the end, you focus on the entire act in the middle. That is all the Mechayiv. That's what Reb Chaim says. He proves it from other places. Reb Issa Zalman doesn't like that suggestion because of our Gemara, the line that we just read. Because what does our Gemara say? By Mavir, if you'd stop in the middle of your part, you didn't do anything yet. It's just when you get to the end. Sounds like from our Gemara, it's not a steer, but it sounds like from our Gemara that the crucial points are the Akira and the Hanacha. Just like we said by Hotza'a. It doesn't sound like everything in the middle is Mechayiv, because our Gemara says, hey, if you stop in the middle, you didn't do anything yet. Right, so that's what he doesn't like from the language. It says Muchak Milashan Gemara, the Dal Al Amos, which is a Rabbim, ain't called Dal Al Amos Gormi Achiyev, ala Iker Achiyev, who Masha Motzi Mimakom Shebetchilo Salad, the Makom Shebesof Dalad. Okay, that's the Rishus Zalman's Ha'ara on Ma'avir. So that Reb Chaim, just put it on the list, is Mechalik between Ma'avir and Motzi. We did mention on Dav Beis, and then we'll continue, we mentioned the Shita of the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor puts Mavar Dal Al Amos very close to Hotza'a. What does he say? At the beginning of the ninth parak, the Baal Hamor says that Ma'avir is really a form of Hotza'a. Because everybody has their own Dal Al Amos around where they're standing. Everybody has their own Dal Al Amos. There's something called Kinyan Dal Al Amos on a Drabbana level. If I want to be Kodesh something, I see something on the floor, and I have in mind to pick it up, and I'm about to pick it up, and you come and grab it, you dive in and you grab it, and I'm about to pick it up. That's Gezela. What do you mean Gezela? I didn't pick it up yet. I didn't do a Kinyan yet. There's a Kinyan called Kinyan Dal Al Amos. If it's within my Dal Al Amos, my 6 to 8 feet, it's mine. If I had Kavanah, if I didn't know about it, I didn't know about it. But if it's within my Dal Al Amos, if Reuven throws a get to his wife, if it's within our Dal Al Amos, Right? Reuben always divorces his wife, and Reuben always knocks down Reuben and Shimon have a lot of getting back into Brachos, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so if he's within the Alamis, Kenyan Durabanan. So the within the Alamis of me, that's me. That's my Rishus. So the Baal Amar says if I carry with outside of the Alamis, that's Hotsa'a. I'm leaving my domain, and I'm going beyond my domain. So Maver is really a form of Hotsa'a. Okay. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So we're back, we're about up to Ella, at the 10th line. We're still trying to find a precedent where we have a case of Chiyuv passing through a Po'akob Tur. Ella midi dahavi amotzi me rishus hayachid l'rishus harabim, derekti di rishus harabim. Oh! I go from my yard, Rishus HaYachid, to Rishus HaRabim, Derech Tzidi Rishus HaRabim. I go through what's called the sides of Rishus HaRabim, what we might call a sidewalk kind of Rishus. We might call a sidewalk. It's not a private Rishus. It's not a public Rishus. It's Tzidi Rishus HaRabim. Right, that's where people used to walk, and the horses went in the middle of the street, and the animals, and the tzaddim were on the side. Tzidi Rishus HaRabim. So, Hasam, Lav, Afagav, the Imanachle, Tzidi Rishus HaRabim, Pater. If I would put it down in Tzidi Rishus HaRabim, I'd be Pater. And yet, Vachi Manachle, Rishus HaRabim, Chayiv. If I walk straight to the street, I'm Chayiv. So, Chanami Lo Shna. So, here too, doesn't make a difference. Our case of going Mechanus Leplatya, Derech Stav. So, here's the precedent, Tzidi Rishus HaRabim. Good, says the Gemara. That only works for one opinion. Maskev l'Rav Papa, Hani chalarabbanan, da amri, tzidei rishus harabim, lavka rishus harabim, dami. If you hold like the Rabbanan, who say that tzidei rishus harabim do not have the status of the street, then this works. Because it's a makom p'tur on a daraisa level. Ela, or at least it's not a rishus harabim. Ela l'Rav Eliezer, Ben Yaakov, maybe. But if you say that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim have the status of the street, then you're stuck again. You're not going through any other Rishus here. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha, Breid Rav Ika. One second. Eimer Deshamis L'Rebbe Elazar. De'amar Tzidei Rishus HaRabim K'Rishus HaRabim Dami. Even the other opinion that holds Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, the sidewalk, is like the street. When do we say that? When does that opinion say that? Hey, chadlaka chifufei. That's only if there are no chifufei. What are chifufei? There are the little boards at the edge of the street before the sidewalk so that the horses and the animals don't push onto the sidewalk. They have like markers. So that's where, if you don't have those, that's where there's an opinion that says that the sidewalk, I'm saying the sidewalk, it's not really a sidewalk, but that's where the sidewalk is like the street. But everybody agrees that if you have these boards up on the side of the street to block the people from pushing onto the sidewalk, then for sure, right, it's like the, sometimes you have the, but on the side of the street you have these metal dividers to block. So that the cars, chas v'shalom, don't go near the sidewalk or by the schools. By schools, sometimes you have railings on the between the street and the sidewalk to block it. So everybody would agree, says the Gemara. If you would have those, that it would be not like Rishus HaRabim, and therefore Hilkach Laha Damya. That's the parallel. That's our answer. According to the Rabbanan, you go from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim, carrying something, Derech Carmelis, through this area with benches. So, why Yuchayev, where's the precedent? This is the precedent. Tzidei Rishus HaRabim with Chifufei, according to everybody. Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we continue. Umoda Ben Azai Bezorek. Ben Azai, who says Pater, meaning Ben Azai, who says Mahalech is Ka'ome Dami, it's as if you stopped. He would agree if you throw something. Walking is considered as if you stopped. Throwing, you don't consider it as if it stopped wherever it is. Meaning, even though Ben Azai holds, to put it into halachic terms, Mahalach Ka'omeid, he does not hold Kluta Kamisha Huncha. He doesn't throw. If you throw it, it's as if you stopped. Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa also says, Hamotzi Mechanos Leplat Yiderach Stav Chayiv. If you take it out, Chayiv, Echad Amotzi, Echad Amachnis, whether you walk with it or walk in with it, Echad Azorik, Echad Amoshit, or you walk, you throw it, or you grab it in, that's the Tanakama, Ben Azai Omer, Hamotzi, Vahamachnis, Pater. No, if you go out or go in your Pater, Hamoshit, Vazorik, Chayiv. I'll agree with you if you hand it or if you throw it. Right? That's Ben Azai Shita. Walking, you look at every step. Then, that you could say, stop time. But throwing it, you did one act. stopped in the middle of the air, that doesn't work. Right? That's the Benaze Shita. We can understand that chilek. Okay, here we go. So this next brisa should really be the first daf in Maseches Shabbos or Maseches Erevin, one of the two. But it's right here. We waited 5 blot. It's okay. Not so far in. Tanu Rabbanon, Dalet Rishuyos LeShabbos. There are 4 Rishuyos when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis UMakom Ptur. Private domain, public domain, Karmelis. That is, what's a Karmelis? On a Daraisa level, it is a Rishus HaYachid, but the Rabbanan said it kind of looks like a street, kind of looks like a public area. So therefore, we give it the status of a Rishus HaRabim de Rabbanan. And Makom Ptur, we're going to talk about what each of these are. Where did the word Karmelis come from? So that was on 2 days ago's daf. It was a Rashi. But the Ritva here puts together 3 days. If you remember Rashi, Rashi on daf Gimel Amid Beis. Rashi on Gimel Amid Beis said in the middle of the Amid, it said, Karmelis Lashon Ya'aro V'Karmelo. Karmelis is from the word Karmel. It's like a forest. She'eino lo kihiluch tabid l'rabim lo tashpish rizal yachin. It's not a private area. It's not private, it's not your backyard, but it's not a place that everybody goes to. So, that's like it's somewhere in the middle. That's where Carmel is like a forest, Rashi says. Number one. Number two, the Ritva, right here, quotes 3 days. He quotes Achirim, quotes the Rambam and the Pirush of Mishnayos. Karmelis is Armala, is like an Almana, is like a widow, but Armala is like a widow in her lifetime. What does that mean? A woman whose husband went to Medinas Hayam. So she is not living with her husband right now, but she's not a widow. So she's somewhere in the middle. Right? That's like a Karmelis. It's a Rishus. It's somewhere in the middle. Ki isha shalat b'ilam. Dina sayam she'ina lo pnuya v'lo b'ula. Right? And this is ki kagze eino lo Rishus haya v'lo Rishus lo Rishus hayach v'lo Rishus harabim. Good. And then he quotes the Yerushalmi who gerish v'karmel, which is the type of grain spoken about by the Karban Omer in Parshas Emor, where it's roasted, but it's not fully roasted. It's rare. So again, somewhere in the middle. 3 different dayas, how Karmelis means something in the middle. But that is Karmelis. Beautiful. So said the Gemara, there are 4 different Rishuyos. Ve'ezi Rishuz HaYachid. Charetz, number 1. What's a Rishuz HaYachid? So Charetz Shehi Amok Yud. So Rishuz HaYachid, definition, it needs to be at least four tefachim wide, and the mechitzas have to be 10 tefachim tall. That's a Rishuz HaYachid. Right, we just know this from Sukkah. We're at the 10 tefach walls. Ve'ezri, which is the Yachid, Charetz, if you have a ditch, Shehu Amog Yod, it's 10 deep, V'rachav Dalad, and 4 wide. V'chein Geder, Shehu Gavoa Yod, V'rachav Dalad, or a fence that's 10 high and 4 wide. Zuhi, Rishus Yachid, Gemura. That is a complete Rishus Yachid. We're going to talk about later. What is that extra word, Gemura, teaching me? But this is Rishus Yachid.
Is there a maximum size?
Is there a maximum size? Good question. So we're going to get to a Maseches Erevin. Whether there's a max, I don't think it comes up at Shabbos. Karpeif, Shehuka Fladira. But on a Daraisa level, there's no maximum size. Right? You have a humongous field, as long as it's surrounded by walls. Still a Rishus HaYachid. On a Darabana level, there could be a maximum size. So this is a Rishus HaYachid. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, how about the Pashut case? What do we say? If you have a ditch that's 10 deep and 4 wide, or if you have a fence that the fence is 10 high and the fence itself, what I'm talking about was in the fence. What about a regular case? You have a field surrounded by a fence. You have a house. That's where Rishus HaYachid. So Pnei Yeshua says that because that's an obvious case. What interesting to say the total obvious cases. So we don't say that one. That case everybody knows is Rishus HaYachid. Inside your house. Hadlo Tani Iker Rishus HaYachid. She makom hamukaf bidalan mechitzas gemuros. Telo instruch lashmina. The Iker Otsok Sivar Isa. Al Yetze Yishbim Komo. V'yavir Koba Machane. Right, you know that Pasuk talks about it in that regular case. So that's why we don't talk about that case. Number one. Number two, also, we didn't want to mention a regular case of mukaf by 4 walls, because you might not even need 4 walls. 3 walls might be good enough. We're going to get back to that eventually later today. Machlokas be shown him what is a Rishus HaYachid need on a Daraisa level. 3 walls, 4 walls, we will get back to that. But that's the Pnei Yeshua suggests why we didn't talk about the regular case of Rishus HaYachid. But that is Rishus HaYachid. Okay? Mechitz is 10 tefachim high, 4 wide. Ve'ezi Rishus HaRabim. What's a Rishus HaRabim? Sratya Uplatya Gedola. a wide street. Umavaos hamafulashin. Zu hi Rishas Rabin Gemura. A very big wide street. That is a Rishas Rabin. Right? We already spoke about this yesterday's daf. Those who were able to listen, I gave it Erev Yatif. This is a Rishas Rabin Gemura. What is the definition of Rishas Rabin? Again, to mention it, it's going to come up on Amud Beis. 16 amos wide. Ezer here is just a rabim. Shin mem hey. Rechovos ushvakim. Harechavim tez zayin ama. The streets that are 16 amos wide. Einan mekurim. No ceilings. That was came up on yesterday's daf. Can't have a ceiling. Ve'im lahem choma and no wall. Right? No wall. 16 wide. No ceiling. And even if it has a wall, if it's straight through, if it's only walls on two sides, we pass it. That also going to be Rishas Rabin Daraisa. And then we get into the issue, what about 600,000? We're going to get back to that on Amud Beis. There is a Chiddush, and they mentioned this yesterday, of the Aruch HaShulchan. The big show is very important to know, what is a Rishas Rabin Daraisa? As I mentioned, you can't build an Eruv if you have a Rishas Rabin Daraisa. An Eruv can only be built if there's a Rishas Rabin Darabanan. And that's why certain poskim say in certain areas you can't build an Eruv. Why? Because they assume that's a Rishas Rabin Daraisa. That's the big issue about determining whether you can build an Eruv in certain areas. Whether certain streets have the status of a Rishas Rabin Daraisa. There's a huge kula of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Mem Hei, that's the simon of the definition of all these Rishuyos. He says, first of all, he says, you have to find kulas for all these places. Because everybody has Eruvs. And if you don't allow people to have Eruvs, they're probably going to carry anyway. And it's a mitzvah to have an Eruv. The early Yechonim also say this. Chassam Sofer and others say it's a mitzvah to build an Eruv. There's no mitzvah to be crazy and say, oh, you can't build an Eruv. If it's against halacha, it's against halacha. You can't. But if you could find a way to build an Eruv in a certain area, says the Chassam Sofer, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you got to do it. You got to do it. He says, you have to, this pashi b'chol Yisrael, the poskim, you hardly have any Rishas Rabbins b'zman hazeh. So Aruch HaShulchan says why? So he says Rishus HaRabim. Look at the Lashon. The Rishus of the Rabim. A Rishus HaRabim, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is if there's one main thoroughfare going in and out of a town. If you have five different ways to get into a town, there's no Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is by definition the Rishus of the Rabim, going in and out of the town. If you have three ways to get into a town, then there's no Rishus HaRabim. That's his Chiddush. The Ben Chazasher in his Sefer on Shabbos says, I have no idea where he got this from. He tries to find a Rashi and Eruvin, but Pashtus is, it's a huge Chiddush. He says, this is Shin Mem Hei Os Chaf. De Ein Rishus HaRabim Kachu, De Ein Lios Ba'ir, Rak Rishus HaRabim Echad, L'chneit Stadei Ha'ir, Mizrach U'mayir, V'chein Rishus HaRabim Echad, Savon V'dalram. U'kishmo Kein Hu, Sheze HaMakom Hu Rishus Shekol HaRabim HaShochnim Ba'amakom Ponim L'sham, V'lo L'makom Acher, Kemo Etzlam, Shekol HaRim HaYosu Mavos Mavos, V'da Mavos, Harbi Chatzir, M'chol Chatzir, Harbi Batim, V'chom Misha Yitzrach L'alech L'ir Acheres, Behechrech Shaya Yotzei Derech Tzrat Yazu, Aval Im HaIr Eina Asuya, Mivoos Mivoos Ella Kolar Chovos Befula Shimla Arba Ruchos Olam. If you have streets going out in all the different directions, Umisha Darber Chov Zeh Yetsi Leir Acheres Derech Rechov Zeh Umisha Darber Chov Acheres Yetsi Derech Rechov Shelo. Right? If you have different ways to get out of a city, Ein Makom Sheikari Olav Rishus Rabim Rebbe Sheein Sham Makom Shekulam Miskapsim Sham. Unbelievable! That is a huge kula. We're not sure where he gets it from, but that's the Aruch HaShulchan. In terms of his definition of what is a Rishus HaRabim. Okay, we'll get back to more of it, Bez Hashem, on Amud Beis. Let's continue. So Rishus HaYachid has the 10 Tvachim and the 4 wide. Rishus HaRabim has these streets. We continue. Ein Motziin, Mei Rishus HaYachid, Zu L'Rishus HaRabim, Zu, Mei Machlis Rishus HaRabim, Zu L'Rishus HaYachid, Zu. You can't go from one Rishus to another Rishus. Vim Hosi V'Yachlis Rishus, and if you went from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa, B'Shogi Chayev Chatas, B'Mezit Onish Karis, V'Niskal. Shogi is a Chatas, and Mezit is a Karis and Skila. Aval, Yam, Ubika, the Yam, the Bika, a valley, is Tavonis. That's the bench area we were talking about. V'Karmelis. Ain't a local Rishus HaRabim, local Rishus HaYachid. Those are considered Carmelis. The ain't no sin, the no sin mitocha. Even within a Carmelis, you're not allowed to carry Dalanamis. That's a chiddush of this brisa. Even a Carmelis, you can't carry within it. V'nasa, v'nasa, betocha pater. If you did, you're pater, because it's only in the Siddur Rabbanan. V'ein motzi mitocha l'vishud Rabbanan l'vishud Rabbanan l'tocha. You can't go from or to the Carmelis, from one of the other Rishuyos. V'ein machnisin mirishud Yachid l'tocha v'lo mitocha l'vishud Yachid. V'motzi v'chnes pater. But this is all a Siddur Rabbanan. Carmelis has a level of a Siddur Rabbanan. Semicolon. Next line. Chatzeros shel rabim umuvoos she'enon mifulashin. If you have the chatzer of a rabim or a mavui, an alleyway that is not mifulash. Mifulash means it's open straight through. Right? You have to have an alley that's open straight on both sides. Eina mifulash means it's a dead end. Meaning you can only get it on one side and the other side is a dead end. So these are both examples of what? They're private rishuyos, but rabim use them. A chatzer. What was a chatzer in the days of old? Remember the structure of Talmudic towns. You had houses going into yards, and then all of those yards emptied into alleyways. So those yards, that's a Rishus Yachid Daraisa. But because a lot of houses empty into those yards, Chazal instituted the principle of Eruv Chatzeros. You need an Eruv, you have to take a piece of some challah and designate it so all the people in that chatzer are one big happy family. That's an Eruv chatzeros because it kind of looks like, a lot of people use this area. So that's why it kind of looks like, it feels like a Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So that's what we're talking about here. Chatzeros of Rabin and these mavuis that the yards empty into, Eruvu mutarin, if they make an Eruv, then it's mutar to carry. Lo Eruvu asurim, if they didn't make an Eruv chatzeros, or what's called the sheet of mavos, if everybody in the alley gets together, if anybody in the yard gets together, if they didn't do that, it's asur rabanan to carry. Fine. Next. Adam, oh, this is all part of the Brisa, and then the Gemara is going to go into it in more detail. Adam, oh, made al ha'iskopa. Somebody is standing on his threshold of his house, under his doorway, an iskopa. What's an example of an iskopa? What category is that? Rashi says that's a makom p'tur. Makom p'tur, because it's not big enough to be its own reshus. It's under the threshold, so it's a makom p'tur. What happens if somebody goes from one of the other Rishuyos to the Iskopa? No, tell me, Balabais Benosin Lo. No, tell me, Ani Benosin Lo. You could put something into a Malkum Tour and take something out of a Malkum Tour. No problem. Ubilvad Shalo Yitel Mi Balabais Benosin Lo. Ani Me, Ani Benosin Lo Balabais. But you shouldn't go from Rishus Ayachid to Malkum Tour and Malkum Tour to Rishus Arabim. And vice versa. You can go to and from the Malkum Tour, but to jump, you want to get something from Shizu Yachid to Shizu Rabin. So what are you going to do? You're going to go through a Malkum Tour. We said before, if you go through a Carmelist, that's Aser, to Rabbanon. But if you go through a Malkum Tour, which is a no man's land, it's not a Rishus. So you can go from Shizu Rabin to a Malkum Tour, but you shouldn't keep going, says the Gemara. Why not? Why can't you go from one Rishus to the Malkum Tour and then to the other Rishus? So Rashi has two deis. Either it's a Zilzul. Come on. You switched to Rishus on Shabbos, kind of finding a loophole. Some Zalzel. How did this get from your house to the street? Come on. How did it get there? So I went through a Malkum Tour, stopped in the middle. It's a Zilzel of Shabbos that this ended here. Or number two, makes a lot of sense, Gzeira. If you go through the Malkum Tour, it could be that you're just going to not stop next time. Because that's the 2 days in Rashi, why it should not be done. Good. V'im not tov anasa, shlasha b'tur. But if you did do it, it's pater, because it's only aser dir rabbanan. Acherim say iskopa mishameshes beis rishuyos. Acherim say the iskopa is not a makom tur. It's either a rishus hayachid or rishus harabim, depending if the door is open or not. Bizmancha pesach pasuach. If the door is open, kilafnim, then you treat it like a rishus hayachid. Pesach naul. If the door is closed, kilachutz, then you treat it as a rishus harabim. Which Ezra will get back to that in the Gemara. V'im haisa iskopa kavoa yudvar chavadalin. But if the iskopa itself is a very wide threshold, if it's four tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high, then it is its own rishus. Good. So now we talk about each part of the brisa. We're not going to finish it today. Let's see as far as we could get. Amar mar, zuhi rishus hayachid, lemute mai. So the Gemara says, the brisa said that if you have the rishus hayachid, the ditch and the tall fence, this is the rishus hayachid. So what is that? This and what's not a rishus hayachid? Sounds like the Brisa is emphasizing something. This is a Rishus Yachid. And what's not? Zuhi Rishus Yachid Lemute Mai. What is that excluding? Lemute Hadar of Yehuda. It's excluding the following Shita of Reb Yehuda. Detanya, Yeser Akein. Reb Yehuda holds. We do not hold this way. Reb Yehuda holds if you have two walls. Let's say you have a street surrounded by two walls. That area is a Rishus Yachid Daraisa. We don't hold that way. But that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Two walls opposite each other make a Rishus Hayachid, Doraisa. And not only that, he says, yes, Arakein, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Mishiesh lo beis batim, b'shnei tzidei Rishus Rabim. What if you don't have two walls? You have two houses on opposite sides of the street. So those walls weren't even meant to surround the street inside, but you have two houses. Oseh, what could you do? Oseh lechem ikan v'lechem ikan, okorem ikan v'korem ikan. You know what you could do? You could put a little lechi or korah. Lechi is a vertical pole. A korah is a horizontal pole. You could put that on the edge of the, what we would call, let's say, the... You walk into the street. You have two houses on opposite sides. So you want to remember, you want to be able to carry in here, even on a drabana level. Rabbi Yehuda says, just put a hecker. Put something at the edge as you go from the place where the houses are beyond. Put something there to remind you that you're now going to an actual street, and then it's put to the carry. V'nosim v'nosim b'emsa, and then you're allowed to carry within. Look at the top Rashi. B'shtei peyo shel echad min abatim, on the two corners of that one of the houses. Laheker ba'alma. You don't really need that there for a daraisa level, just to remind you you're now leaving. D'kesav Reb Yehuda, beiz mechitzas havi rishas yachid daraisa. That is Reb Yehuda Shita, which we don't paskin like. If you have two walls, that's a rishas hayachid daraisa. So Reb Yehuda would say, if you have two walls, even if they weren't built as walls, they're houses, walls of houses. You want to carry the air, even on a drabbanan level. The Rabbi Yehuda would say, just put something at the edge of those houses. Put a board, a cross, or just standing there, and then you could carry there. And Amru Lo, the Rabbanan say, no way. A ma'arvin, Rosh Hashanah makach. No, that's, you don't make a, you don't keep me ma'arvin, that's a Rosh Hashanah rabbin. That's a Rosh Hashanah yachid. So you can't do that. That's the case that the Bryce is referring to. This is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Was listening to the Braisa, but not that Rabbi Yehuda case. That Rabbi Yehuda case, we don't say that's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. V'yamai kari le gemura. And what's the emphasis of the word gemura? Why do we say this is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid gemura? So ma'u detema ki pligi rabbanan alei de Rabbi Yehuda de lo havi Rosh Hashanah Yachid. When did the rabbanan reject the two walls of Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not a Rishus Yachid, Hanami Lo Taltel, that's in terms of carrying in there, we say it's a Rishus Harabim. Ava Lizrok Module, maybe I would have said that it's it's Rishus HaYachid enough, that if you throw from the street into there, maybe you would be Chayiv. Kamash Blan, no. Kamash Blan, we reject it totally. That two-walled area is not a Rishus HaYachid at all. That is what the Rabbanan hold. Period. What impression do you get from this Gemara about how many walls do you need to make a Rishus HaRabim, to Rishus HaYachid Daraisa? How many walls do you need? We said four walls for sure is a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. What impression do you get from here? Two walls is not good enough. Two walls is not good enough. The Pashas is that three walls, what about three walls? That's not 100% clear. Four walls we know is a Rishus HaYachid. Two walls is a Rishus HaRabim. As we just said.
Tomorrow early, when you had the courtyards going into the street, which went into the Rosh Hashanah, I mean...
Right, that sounded like three walls. Sounded like it was just a Yachid Daraisa. So that is a machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam holds that less than four walls is a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. That is the Rambam Shita. How does he work out those Gemaras? That's a good question. But the Rambam Shita is four walls. Right, the Rambam says it's the beginning of Perek Yudalin in Hilcha Shabbos. Rishus Ezehi Rishus HaRabim. Sorry, go Rishus HaYachid. V'chein Makom Shu Mukaf Dalid Mechitzos. Govon Asara Ubeinei An Arba Al Arba O Yeser Akein Afilu Yishbo Kama Milim V'chulu. Haray, that is a Rishus HaYachid. The Rabbim quotes four walls. The Chorf, three walls were good enough. Then we would say, the Rabbim would say it. We don't paskin that way. Pashtus. Right, we, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, what is a Rishus HaYachid? Is a Rishus HaYachid? Makam HaMukaf Mechitzas, Gvoz HaSar HaTvachim, V'yish Barbar HaTvachim, Alar HaTvach VaYoser, V'chulu V'chulu. He quotes, he goes, Mechitzos, how many Mechitzos? B'sim in Shin Samach Gimel, Yisbar Kama Mechitzos. If you look in Shin Samach Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says, second, Shin Samach Gimel, Makam Sheyesh Lo, Shalosh Mechitzos, Asru Chachamim, L'taltel bo achayasa shim tikkun b'revius. Three walls. The Rabbanan say you can't carry in the three-walled area until you do something on the fourth wall. You put a lech of your car on the fourth wall. But on a daraisa level, shur sayachin. That is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Bir Halacha here quotes, That is the Shulchan Aruch against the Rambam. Number one. Number two. The other issue here. Actually, we'll get back to that. Let's continue now because I want to make sure to get through it. Okay, remind me to come back to the Chashuk Echemed. If not today, tomorrow. Amar Mar Zuhi Rishas Arabim Lumutei Mai. Same lashon. This is a Rishas Arabim. What is that excluding? Lim Ute Idach Rabbi Yehuda. There's another Rabbi Yehuda which we are excluding. Ditznan. The Mishnah says in Erevin. Imagine you have a ditch. You have a ditch in the middle of the street with a water in it. You want your animal to drink from that big ditch. So, on Shabbos, the ditch is Rishus HaYachid. The animal is standing in Rishus HaRabim. So how are you going to let your animal do that? So the Gemara Mishnah in Erevin says, what you could do is to create Pase Biros. What are Pase Biros? You don't want to create four walls around this area in order to let your animal into this private Rishus. But what you could do is to make these little corner walls. That means that every corner, in four different corners, you make walls which are at a right angle. Little walls, each a tefach wide, let's say. A tefach long. Four walls, let's say at the edge of this table. You have four little things. You have a picture there, beautiful. Right? You have four little walls. And that's a representative Rishus HaYachid. Fine, that's what you have to do. What if you have a street going through that area? Does a street going through there break that beautiful Rishus that you just created? That's the issue. If the street goes straight through your area that you have created, you got to move this street, because that breaks it. That's a Rishus HaRabim. No, you don't have to. Again, it's just to allow your animals to drink from the water. So a street won't ruin it. So that's the case. That's not a Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yehuda, that's a Rishus HaRabim. We don't. V'amai karele gemura. Again, why does it say gemura? I did. It's on a Rishus gemura. It's on a Sefer gemura. Just says that because of the language. Period. So v'lachshav nami midbar. So why isn't midbar also mentioned? Why isn't midbar mentioned as a Rishus HaRabim? Why is midbar only mentioned as the Carmelis? Tatanya, the Brisa says, ezi Rishus HaRabim, srati uplati gadol mavosam v'lashin v'hamidbar, the desert. Why in the Brisa is a desert listed as a Carmelis? Isn't desert a Rishus HaRabim? Amar Abaye lo kasha, crucial line. Kan bizman shi yisrael shruyim b'midbar, kan bizman hazeh. It depends when the Jews were there or not. Which is which? Which is which? Rov Rishonim understand this line to mean when the Jews were there and there were so many people there, that was a Rishus HaRabim. But if the Jews aren't there, then it is not a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Carmelis. Oh, so this is where Tosfos says. Tosfos, there's a Rashi and Erevin. There are other, some Rishonim say, based on this Gemara, Rishus HaRabim has another requirement. You need 600,000. That's a day in Shulchan Aruch. The Yesh Omrim, to be Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, you need the Yesh Omrim. Shekol She'ein Shishim Riba Ovrim Bo B'chol Yom, ain't a Rishus HaRabim. That's not a Rishus HaRabim. 600,000. That is a requirement, some Rishonim. Other, based on this Gemara, other Rishonim say no. The Rambam, other Rishonim say no. It's just the opposite. When the Bnei Yisrael were there, they were surrounded by the Anani HaKavod. They were surrounded. Nobody else was allowed in. So that was a Rishus HaYachid. Bizman HaZeh, it's a Rishus HaRabim. So how do you understand the Gemara? Machlokas Rishonim, how to understand this line. I saw Rav Asher Weiss in his Sefer on Shabbos. He assumes that many of our, what does 600,000 mean? Big discussions. What about cars? Is that good enough to be part of the Rishus HaRabim? Does it mean live there or travel there? Is it every day? Or is it as long as sometimes people could travel there? A lot of shilas. Even if you say there has to be 600,000, what does it mean? What does 600,000 have to do? But either way, he says, if you look at all the sources, it's holchei regel. 600,000 people walk there. If people don't have the rishus to walk there, then even if you hold that, you know, 600,000 is crucial, this is not called 600,000. So he assumes highways do not have the status of Rishus HaRabim Daraisa if you need 600,000, because people can't walk on highways. It's only open to cars. It's only open to cars. And you need ability of Holchei Regel to walk there. And you can't walk there. It's closed off to people. So that's why he said if it's not open to Holchei Regel, it wouldn't be allowed. Okay, there's a lot more there, but let's continue. Omar Mar, Im Hotzi Vichlus B'Shogechayev Chazet B'Mezid Onish Kareis V'Niskal. The Braisa said, if you go from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa, that's an Isidar Raisa. So the Gemara says, B'Shogechayev Chazet B'Shita. What, B'Shogechayev Chazet is obvious. He didn't not there, but shogeg. So the Gemara said, so the Yeshua wonders here, I have an answer. Hotza malacha grua. We had on daf base. Maybe I would have said that hotza is an inferior type of malacha. That's what you have to tell me. So the Yeshua says doesn't say that. Why? Because the pasuk says in the Torah that hotza is a malacha. You're right. You needed the pasuk because hotza is an inferior type of malacha, as we spoke about on daf base. But that's why the Gemara didn't answer that here. The Gemara says it's obvious. The Gemara says amazed on his kari spinis kol sri chalei. No, the chiddush is that if you do it amazed, you're chayav kari and skila. Meaning karis without edim and skila with edim. So nami pshita, that's also obvious. No, hakamash v'lan kidder rav. No, the chiddush is based on rav. To amarav, matzati b'megillah starim bei Rebbe Chiya. I found in one of the hidden notebooks of the yeshiva of Rebbe Chiya. What do you mean the hidden notebooks? We know in the days of the before the Mishnah, you weren't allowed to write down Torah Shebichsav. So they used to have private notebooks though. They couldn't publish anything. That was the isser. But to take personal notes, they were allowed to do. So I found in one of these private notebooks, the Kasev Ba, Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, Avos Malachos, Mem Chasar Achas, Isi Ben Yehuda said there are 39 Malachos, Veinu Chayev Al Achas, and you only Chayev on one of them. What? Any? What are you talking about? The Mishnah says later on, V'hatzan, Avos Malachos, Arbam Chasar Achas. The Mishnah says later on, in Daf Ayin Gimel, there are 39 Malachos. V'yavina B'minyan Al Amali, and the Gemara there asks, what, I can't count? Why does the Mishnah have to say 39? Just count it. I know there's 39. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan there said, why to tell me a number? Shim Asan Kulan Behelam Achas, Chayev Akalachas V'achas. To teach me that if you do all 39 Malachas, you're Chayev 39 Karbanas. Meaning each Malacha is its own entity. So what's EC talking about? That if you do the 39 Malachas, you're only Chayev one. Ela Ema, so whether what did EC mean? Eino Chayev Al Achas Mehen. He meant there is one that you're not Chayev for. Not that you're only Chayev one on all of them. There is one Malacha out there that you're not Chayev Kares and Skila for. It's an inferior type of Malacha. We don't know which one it is. But all we know is it's not this one. V'ha kamash malon, what is our brisa telling me? Ha, this malacha votza, mehanach to lo misafkan, is from the group that we're not mesupik about. You're for sure chayiv for the malacha of votza. It's a big shayla, bizman hazeh then, some of the achronim ask, how could anybody ever be put to death for the malacha votza, for the malacha Shabbos? Maybe this is the one that you're not chayiv misa for. What? By Savik Nefashis, right? Inochan ben Nefashis, Achar Harov. That's an interesting Shaila related. Okay, this is also an important discussion of Megillah Star. If you look in the Maritz Chayas here, he talks about the Ksiva writing down Torah before the Mishnah. He points out, and related to that, I think we've touched on it in the past, there is an interesting Machlokas, and this will finish. Did we know Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put together the Mishnah? Did he write down the Mishnah? Did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi write the Mishnah, or did he collate it? And really, it wasn't specifically written until even after the time of Rabbi. We usually assume that Rabbi wrote it. That's the language of the Rambam. The language of the Rambam in his Akdamah to Mishnah Torah is that Rabbi wrote it. But there are a couple of Rashis throughout Shas. Reuven Margolis points this out, that Rashi seems to say that Rabbi didn't write it. Right? He put it all together, about to be written. He collated it. But it was only in a generation afterwards that it was written down. So this could be a machlokas. It's usually formulated as that. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Whether Rebbe wrote the Mishnah or formulated and put together the whole Mishnah, and only afterwards it was written. Okay, either way, but that's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi definitely did something. There are sources in Chazal that he was the one that decided it needed to be put together, even if he didn't put the quill to the cloth. Okay, we'll stop here at the Tudas, Hashem, we will continue, and everybody should have a good in Isruchag. For those in Chus Laaretz listening, after Yantif, there's also Isruchag for you too. Okay.